email ray@rte.ie. The Ray D'Arcy Show on RTE Radio 1.
Alton Conlon joins us in Studio 7. Good afternoon, Alton.
Ray, how are you?
Not too bad. You're taking part in the Galway Folk Festival, which is on from June 4th to June 8th. And you're in the Town Hall Theatre in Galway on Wednesday, June 4th, as part of that. And you've another gig coming up as well, don't you? You've loads of gigs. You're in the Briary Gap, Macroom, June 27th, Mallow Arts Festival, July 24th, Shanty, Waterford, October 12th, and then Carnegie Arts Centre, Kenmare, October 24th. Busy man. So apart from all of that, how are you?
Great.
Yeah.
Yeah, I am busy. You're reminding me. I got to show up to these things.
And enjoy the weather.
Oh, Galway and the West Coast has been like the south of Spain for the last 3 weeks or more. Amazing.
You're looking like a man who got a bit of sun.
Oh, we could do the drop of rain though.
Well, you got it. You got it.
Clap of thunder.
You got it today. Listen, Joan has been on. She says, great to hear Alton will be on today. Saw him in Loughrea last year with Mary Coughlin. Went with my nieces, Jacqueline and Siobhan. And that relationship continues.
Yeah, we're playing tomorrow night in Kilconnell, which is a village 20 minutes from me in Broderick's Bar. I think there's a few tickets left. I should mention that.
And Mary Coughlin and yourself.
Oh, yeah. Got our podcast going and doing our gigs. I was over in the UK as a guest of hers on her big tour and she's flying it. She's had a great year and a half with the whole 40 year anniversary of her
You
first
get
record.
On very well.
We're good buddies, yeah. And she has recorded a few of my songs, which is a real honour. But maybe it's just the Galway connection and... And we're just
your kindred spirits.
We're good buddies.
Yeah, absolutely. So give us that venue tomorrow night again.
Kilconnell is the village and it's Broderick's.
Okay. What are you going to sing for us?
I'm going to do a song of mine called In the Blink of an Eye.
Great.
Why so hard on yourself? There's nobody else here putting you down. It's just you on the ropes, in a ring on your own, in a house on the outskirts of town. Let me go, she cries. There's something I just can't get over. It might take a lifetime, or it might be all gone in the blink of an eye. He was losing his mind, and not for the first time, in a small little way, what a big price to pay. For nothing at all, there were no crimes. Let me breathe, he tries. There's something I just can't get over. It might take a lifetime, or it might be all gone in the blink of an eye. So tell me you love me and save me from feeling so lonely. A small act for me that won't cost much or take time. Tell me this life is a mountain and I'll make the climb. I have fallen in love, but it's taking me forever. I played with my heart, fought with my head. There's nobody else does it better. Let the strain unwind. There's something I just can't get over. It might take a lifetime, or it might be all gone in a blink. Let me go, she cries. Something I just can't get over. Let me breathe, I try. Something I just can't get over. Let me love, I sigh. Something I just can't get over. Let the strain unwind. But there's something I just can't get over. It might take a lifetime, or it might be all gone in the blink of an eye. Might be gone in the blink of an eye. All gone in the blink of an eye.
That was lovely, Ulton. Thank you so much for that.
Thank you, Ray.
Thanks. Oh, Jesus.
Where's that beautiful music coming from?
That's
why couldn't we send that to your division?
That's
Ulton, that's amazing. Beulah Boss.
Thank you, Dustin. That's really nice to meet you, by the way.
Nice to meet you, Ulton. Now, you're absolutely beautiful, you are, and a great face for radio. Look at that, Ray. Absolutely brilliant. How are you? Good afternoon to you. Sorry, Ray, I'm suited and built it. I was just around the building.
All right.
In signing the contract, you know what I mean?
No, I don't.
You know what I mean, yeah?
No, I don't know what you mean.
You know, I'm a good afternoon to you. Good afternoon to you. After the Brits, the man who's tormented and tortured the Irish people most.
Who?
Who do you think?
No, I'm not.
Who do you think, Ulton?
Don't mind him. Don't fall.
Yo, Duffy! I know you said, Ray. I know you said you didn't think Katie Hannon had a chance. I think she's very good. It's down to me, her, now and Bosco. So the three of us are in the running. Now, you see, I said to myself, you know, because I was over in Rome last week. I was going for a different job.
Right.
I got down to the final 10, right? And the problem, actually the final 7, because 3 of them died while we were waiting on the thing to come in. Now, the problem was, they lit a barbecue because we're all starving and the smoke went up the chimney. You just pointed some lad called Leo. Right, he went outside and he got the gig ahead of me. Right. So technically, I'm unemployed at the moment because there's no building going on in the country.
No
building at all. So what I'm doing is,
right,
I'm coming back to RTE to say good afternoon to you.
Well, there's more to it.
No, there's not. Here, you tell me why. Did you go for it yourself? I thought not.
No.
Why do you think Katie Hannon's not good enough for Ray? I think she's great.
I think Katie is great.
Why are you winking at me?
Great. I'm not.
There's cameras in this studio. You're winking at me, Ray Darcy. Why? I thought she was brilliant this afternoon.
Yeah.
I thought there's no one like Joe, but I think she's the next best thing.
Yeah.
Besides me.
Well, Katie will be herself, and whoever does it will be themselves.
What do you mean by, why are you winking at me?
I'm not winking at you.
What?
I'm not winking at you. People can't hope that somebody will be the same as Joe Duffy, because there will be not another Joe Duffy.
That's good. That's a good point.
Yeah. No, but like...
Good afternoon to you. See, I'm going to diversify. I'm going to make it a premium line thing to bring in some money from RT. I'm going to make a musical out of it. Live line the musical. What can property go wrong? Remember, Toy Show the Musical, that made a lot of money for... Yeah. Oh, no, hold on. No, I have to think about that one.
See,
well, I'm going to diversify. I'm going to diversify.
You're going to what?
Diversify. Does he speak English? You hear him going 32.
Oh, diversify.
Yeah. Ireland's a big place. Where are you from, Ulton?
I'm from Loughrea.
Sorry?
Loughrea.
No, I heard you the first time. Sorry.
Every time.
In Galway.
Every time.
Joe Canning country, right? Yes. Joe Canning. Yeah, yeah. Well, no, he's more Portumna. Where's Joe from again?
Portumna.
He's a Portumna man. Great hair. Anyway, so I'm going to diversify.
Yeah.
Because people in Dublin are different people in Cork. Like, people in Dublin are tailor trades. So you want it to be different issues. You know what I mean?
Can I just say?
No, but it's like, say people at Greystones are darky, really. I was talking, like, a caller there, John Byrne from Greystones. He called in from his beach house, and he said he's only had 2 ski holidays this year, and he wants more government grants. He wants more government grants so he can go on 4 ski holidays.
Right, okay.
And then someone called in, I think it was from Docky, and they said Barn Hill Stores has run out of seaweed and they're low on foie gras. So that's not going to interest the people in Roscommon or Sligo.
No, you're right. Yeah.
So then I'll have separate thing from Longford. Like Longford, someone found in, they said they're losing blacksmiths. There's only 27 blacksmiths left in the village.
Okay.
That's our immigrant to Australia.
Can I just say to you,
what?
It's important if you are going to go for the job.
Yeah, I've already got
and express
it.
Your interest in it.
Did you get asked?
That's not how it works. That's not how it works.
Your listeners want to know, did you get asked?
I wouldn't be in the frame for it. I wouldn't be in the frame for it. No.
Wait.
I'm happy where I am.
Most people aren't though.
Did you get asked? Can I just say that you will need a listening ear?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know if you have a listening ear.
Ulton, ask me a question. Pretend you're phoning into Liveline. Talk to Dustin.
Anything at all.
Nothing's off boundary here. This is not rehearsed, by the way.
Be careful, do not park your cars. That's why I'm worried.
Do not turn off your radios. Here we go.
I have a terrible problem with my bin man.
Well, try Tinder. It's very simple.
Yeah.
Neil, you ask me a question. Neil's producer outside. Anything at all, Neil? Anything at all? Can he speak to you?
I have a problem, right?
Yeah, okay.
2 magpies are terrorising our golden retriever in the back garden.
Go ahead, sure. Dustin. Sure. ahead.
Yeah, and they're actually pecking at him, and the poor golden retriever is driven demented.
Right. That does be terrible. That does be terrible indeed, the Tals with the. Actually, Mildred's on the line, and she has three magpies. Terrorizing our dog. Mildred, go ahead. You see, that's what you do.
That's what you do, right?
You do. You just go, you think your problem's bad.
Yeah.
And then you get someone else. And you go, so it's, Ulton, tell me you went into Supermax in Galway and you got coffee. And tell me it was cold, right?
I went into Supermax and I got a terrible cold coffee.
You can't say that about Supermax.
I can.
Okay, you just did.
I've had the coffee.
Funny enough, because Neil's on the line and he said he got a lovely cup of coffee. Right. That's all you have to do. Right. It's spoofing. Absolute spoofers.
You're brilliant at it. Listen, Ulton has to sing another song.
Does he?
Yeah, so you've had the interview and I'm looking forward to see how it pans out for you.
That'd be good. Good luck. Did you get asked?
I'm not in the...
When's your interview?
I don't think they're doing it like that. Ulton, what are you going to sing for us?
This is an old Percy French song because I'm actually going out doing some gigs of Percy French songs.
You've seen that in English.
With Eleanor Shanley and Jimmy Higgins.
Don't be dropping names on us.
And Dustin might come along.
Hey, Ulton, I'm there.
To do You Right There, Michael, are you right?
Right there, Michael, are you right?
That's not what he's singing, though. He's not singing that one.
He said he's singing something in French. He's paying a
I feel like I'm doing a pub gig.
Percy Sledge, you wouldn't get a pub game.
I'm getting flashbacks.
Make sure you get paid first.
You have 2.5 minutes. You have two.
All right, on. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Hang away.
Oh, Mary, this London's a wonderful sight, with the people here working by day and by night. They don't sow potatoes, nor barley, nor wheat, but there's gangs of them digging for gold in the street. At least when I asked them, that's what I was told. So I just took a hand at this digging for gold. But for all that I found there, I might as well be where the mountains of Mourne sweep down to the sea. There's beautiful girls here, but oh, never mind. With beautiful shapes nature never designed, and lovely complexions, all roses and cream. But O'Loughlin remarked, with regard to the same, that if at those roses you venture to sip, the colour might all come away on your lip. So I'll wait for my wild rose that's waiting for me, where the mountains of Mourne sweep down to the sea.
That was lovely.
He's an amazing songwriter, Percy French.
I've discovered so many old songs, Ray and Dustin.
It's very seldom, Ulton, that a singer in here can silence Dustin. So well done on that.
Well, I almost managed. I've had 9 number ones, Ulton. How many of you had? I haven't got a note in my head, but I got notes in my wallet. I remember Ronnie Drew said that to me. Oh my God.
Yeah. That'll tell you what the Ulton Irish Conlon, music industry
Ulton
is
Conlon,
like.
With Mary Coughlin, tomorrow night, Broderick Bar in Kilconnell in Galway, and he's part of the Galway Folk Festival running from June 4th to 8th. Ulton, thank you very much.
Tavern back in old Galway.
Cormac is on Dry Time. We are back on Monday. Enjoy your weekend and good luck. See you.
Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.